Madam Speaker, it's a good bill.
Frankly, I'm embarrassed.
The President of the Senate called a hot mess.
Oley Insider is an educational journey through the Washington State Legislature, following interesting and important bills through the legislative process.
This is a serious matter, Mr. Speaker. We're moving the wrong direction here.
Oley Insider is produced by Positive Intentions Media, hosted by citizen volunteers Erica Engelhart and Jay Fratt.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, rising in support.
And it's the right thing to do.
All right, here we are at the Positive Intentions Media Studios in Olympia, Washington. I am Jay Fratt. I'm flying solo right now. We're going to find out if my lovely co-host, the most intelligent, the most brave, Erica Engelhart, is able to join me today. She is currently working, taking care of family. This is a bit of an emergency podcast. This is an emergency episode of the Olympia Insider. In the fact that we had planned, we were going to cover, there's HB 1113 that went through committee. Another bill went through committee. We were going to cover it and tell you all that happened. Oh, but we just found out about something. We haven't been covering a very important bill, and it has snuck through. And all of a sudden, it's become known to the public where, for some reason, our networks, our people, our side, our, you know, people who are concerned about legislation didn't notice this bill. And I'm talking about SB 5068, a very important bill that has passed through the Senate. It's gone into Public Service Committee in the House, passed through that House committee, and it is now poised to come onto the floor for public debate. And when you practically have a supermajority that the Democrats do, most likely passage. So here, let's get to this bill. Let me introduce it to you by using the Office of Program Research.
Before you now is Senate Bill 5068 concerning extending employment eligibility for persons legally authorized to work in the United States at certain civil service agencies. In Washington, a person's residency status may affect their ability to work at certain governmental agencies. All general authority and limited authority peace officers must be citizens of the United States or lawful permanent residents. And city firefighters, city police, county sheriffs, and fish and wildlife officers must be either citizens of the U.S., lawful permanent residents, or deferred action for childhood arrival or DACA recipients. Lawful permanent residents, or green card holders, are non-citizens who have the legal right to live in the United States indefinitely. DACA permits certain people who came to the United States as children to defer deportation actions and request work authorizations if they meet certain criteria. And beyond lawful permanent residents and DACA recipients, there are many visas non-citizens may seek which permit them to work in the United States, including a temporary worker visa, a foreign vocational student visa, and a fiancé to a U.S. citizen visa. If enacted, Senate Bill 5068 would permit general authority and limited authority law enforcement agencies, city firefighters, city police, county sheriffs, prosecuting attorneys, and the Department of Fish and Wildlife to consider applications for employment from persons who are legally authorized to work in the United States under federal law.
So let's be specific. Let's help you read between the lines here. Well, it was very clearly stated, these visa holders, think about like H-1B visas, right, that you hear so much about in the tech industry, like Microsoft, large corporations like that, hire out and bring in foreign workers, and that's already controversial in the corporate space. Now they're going to take those programs, H-1B visas, visa programs like that for temporary workers that are for foreigners that are not United States citizens, and now apply those into public service, in particular firefighters and law enforcement agencies and those roles within our society. Remarkably, no Republicans in the Senate voted against this bill when it came to the floor, and that has surprised a lot of constituents in Washington state. It surprised Sheriff Keith Swank, newly elected in Pierce County. I was able to catch up with Sheriff Swank to get his voice, to get his opinion on this particular piece of legislation. I've also reached out to some of the senators that did vote for it, in particular Senator McCune, Senator Torres, and I'm still waiting to hear back, possibly by the time we publish this show, possibly not. I also spoke with representatives on the House side that spoke to me off the record. We'll get to that after we hear from Sheriff Swank.
Well, I'm totally opposed to any non-citizen being a law enforcement officer and arresting citizens, using force on citizens, taking citizens into custody, taking away their rights. I'm against that. I mean, just think about this. You're a citizen of the United States. I hire somebody who isn't, and I give them the authority to put you in jail. That just on its face doesn't make sense to me at all. And I'm just completely shocked that all the state senators voted for it, including our very conservative pro-Constitution senators. And I just totally think that they were duped about it. And that's why they voted for it. They thought they were doing the right thing, but they were duped by WASPIC. And I'm a member of WASPIC, and which is the Washington Association of Sheriffs and Police Chiefs. They're behind it. They support this. I don't. Law enforcement officers are the people who have the authority given to them by government to use force on people, to put them in custody, like I just said previously. That has nothing to do with any other jobs out there as apples and oranges. Somebody said to me, well, how about they join the military? Of course a non-citizen can join the military and earn their citizenship. You just can't work for Pierce County Sheriff's Office if you're not a citizen. We do a thorough background check on every prospective law enforcement officer at the Pierce County Sheriff's Office, and so do other agencies. We do a deep dive into their background. It's more in depth than a top secret security clearance through the military. We go clear back to your childhood, where you grew up at, in my case, in Pennsylvania, and we go find your first grade teacher to talk to them about you, right? We do all this stuff. How can we do that for somebody who's not from this country?
It's just a bizarre piece of legislation. And I'm going to take you to the prime sponsor back in January when this passed through the Senate, and let you hear from him, Senator Lovick, I believe. And the bill that was heard, he mentions the bill that was heard before it, and that's the bill that is executing what Governor Ferguson promised in terms of funding more officers for law enforcement to get on our streets and start enforcing our laws. Okay, so in other words, Democrats created a problem where we didn't have enough officers because we haven't supported them. We forced them to retire and quit because of the COVID vaccine, and now all of a sudden we're going to hire more. We're going to fund the hiring. We say, whoa, you know, crime is out of control. We need more officers on the streets. Imagine that. Well, so now they're going to hire an open pathways for hiring temporary visa foreigners to patrol our streets. It's wild. Let's hear from the prime sponsor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. For the record, my name is John Lovick. I am a senator from the 44th District, and I want to thank Mr. McKittrick for explaining the bill. And Madam Chair, this is an exciting piece of legislation in light of the bill that we just heard. Senate Bill 5068 seeks to address the shortfall we are experiencing in much-needed public service roles. This legislation opened the doors for those legally authorized to work in the U.S. to be employed in many public service positions like peace officers, firefighters, and prosecutors. Now that we have three new regional training academies operating in our state, that's in Pasco, Vancouver, and Arlington, we are training police recruits faster than local agencies can recruit candidates. We need a bigger pool of qualified applicants so law enforcement agencies can fill those positions. I commend the bill to you, and thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Mr. McKittrick.
I am so curious about this. If we're for unions and we're for workers and we need to hire Washingtonians, get Washingtonians back to work again, and this is such a critical, very important job, civil service job within society, interacting, the ability to take away constitutional rights, the ability to detain, the ability to arrest, the ability to use lethal force on a citizen. Of all positions, this must be hired within Washington State. It should be Washington State citizens that are filling these roles. It's madness, and I'm very confused by it. I also just spoke with somebody in Senate communication staff, trying to alert them as to the problem, and we chopped up and analyzed the bill. And from a Republican standpoint, from the Senate Republican standpoint, when we use the term, say, Keith Swank, or House Republicans used the term, they got duped. The bill language is very confusing in the way that it talks about legal federal worker. In other words, someone eligible for federal work. Just keep in mind that that doesn't expressly say temporary visa holders, but this is language that's applied to corporate work, you know, on the farm, in the Microsoft server farm, right? They can bring in, they can apply for, receive temporary work visas, fill those with foreign workers. We are talking about one of the most critical public-facing, public-interacting, dangerous positions within our society, dangerous for both the employee, the service person, right, and the citizen. But this is where we're at. So here we are. It's passed through the Senate. Nothing we can do about that. It went into committee for the House. We weren't aware of it. We weren't tracking it. Nothing we can do about that. It got through committee. And now here it is, poised to be debated and voted on the floor of the House, where the next step would be the governor's desk. So pay attention to it right now. Again, this is going to be tomorrow, March 28th. We are expecting that to be heard on the floor of the House. And we have to watch as the House Republicans try to fight this bad bill. There you go. The first emergency podcast of the Ole Insider podcast, and a bill that is first bill that we weren't tracking from the very beginning. And just in a closing thought, when you have so many people out there watching bills and pointing out, hey, you know, log in, vote pro on this, vote con on this, do that, it gets mind-numbing when you pay attention to legislative process. We are only tracking 12 bills at the beginning of this podcast series, and it was very difficult, I mean, to have a job, to have a life, and to pay attention to this. This is why it's so detrimental to flood the zone and to have 1,000-plus bills eligible each session, because a bill like this that has tricky language, that's almost like a Trojan horse using this tricky language of federally authorized to work, it can get to this stage before the public is really aware of it. And that's, to me, that's a harm as I look at the broader session that we're in right now in this broader legislative process. The amount of bills that come each year allows for sloppy, bad, poorly debated, sneaky bills like this.
Let us take a step back and let us reason together.
The legislative process can be intimidating. Let's go through it together.
If you could focus on the policy and not motives, please proceed.
Like and subscribe to Ole Insider on your favorite podcasting app. All resources and show notes will be available for each episode at oleinsider.com.
Mr. Speaker, I've stood up on the House floor repeatedly this year.
You can follow Erica Engelhart on X at For the Good, Jay Fratt on X at Jay Fratt, and Positive Intentions Media on X at PubSec Media.
It is our duty.
I really want to say thank you.